The Free Market is Dead. What Comes Next? By Chris Hughes. When the COVID-19 pandemic struck, world markets came to a standstill. Governments around the world froze as much in-person economic activity as possible and opened their wallets to spend unprecedented sums of money to replace lost income. In the U.S., Republicans and Democrats agreed to invest record sums, nearly 20% of GDP. For the second time in 12 years, free markets had broken down and government stepped up. If the message wasn't clear before, it's now become impossible to miss. Government steps in when the going gets rough, ensuring that wealthy risk takers will be bailed out in the worst of times. Markets don't exist before the state does, and the state doesn't intervene in their natural work, but the state makes markets possible. We are witnessing the most profound realignment in American political economy in nearly 40 years. President Ronald Reagan summed up the conventional wisdom that reigned from the mid-1970s onward in the U.S. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Economists, policymakers, and everyday Americans alike generally accepted that markets, unfettered and free, are the best way to create economic growth. The ideology began to crack after the 2008-2009 Great Recession, and in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, it has collapsed. The rise of ethno-nationalism on the right and democratic socialism on the left testifies to the growing disillusionment with the conventional wisdom on how government and economics are supposed to work. Cross-partisan supermajorities of Americans want some of the biggest companies in America broken up, significantly higher minimum wages and a wealth tax on billionaires, and believe that significantly more public investment is required to create economic growth. We have had regulations, public investment, and macroeconomic management to varying degrees throughout American history. What makes this moment different is people across parties, classes, and educational backgrounds are using a new framework to think about how we create prosperity.